at the Congress of the Potatoes SA in Cape Town, speaking to Deborah van der Merwe. She's from the University of Stellenbosch and the Faculty of AgriScience. Very interesting project involving the potato industry. You are also involved in a feeding scheme. Tell us more about it.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share about this exciting project that we're doing with SA Potatoes. So we got the opportunity to work on third grade potatoes that at the moment going either for feeding or it's donated. So we are looking at processing potatoes and putting it into a stable substrate that can be used in different applications in the food industry. And the thinking is to find clever ways of using our food supply and stabilizing our food supply so we don't use nutrition because we only distribute food in the fresh form. So processing has been getting a bad rap lately and ultra-processed food is being labeled as bad. But if we can apply our technology and our scientific research to take our fresh produce and preserve our nutrition, we can distribute and contribute towards nutrition security. So these are clever ways that science and technology can help agriculture in taking what we produce further and stretching seasons and stretching availability of nutrition.
And the feedback that you get from from local communities?
Well, at the moment, we are doing a project in our undergrad student for our fourth year students where we are developing food products for spaza shops. So we are looking at the informal sector and how we can produce better and more healthier food and provide better nutrition for our people, because 40 to 60% of our population currently shop at spaza shops for food, and we really need to create a bigger offering, and that's where we can connect agricultural production with spaza shops and really take that nutrition and a better nutritional offering to our communities.
Deborah, and roundabout the figure of how many people can be assisted and helped.
Oh gosh, that's a very good question, and I think that's something that we need to look into. At the moment, I don't have a number, but it's big.
It's so great, and it's such a good opportunity to work in these areas and communities in the Western Cape. And the voice of Deborah van der Merwe, and she's from the University of Stellenbosch.